Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The parade is done. The Vince Lombardi Championship Trophy is on its way to Foxborough, and days after Super Bowl 49, the big win, it's already time to start planning for the future and next season for the New England Patriots. To talk about what comes next, we turn again, as we have all season, the ESPNBoston.com football writer, Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike, and thank you again for speaking to Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
Well, let's talk about the future of the team first, big picture. How competitive could the Super Bowl champs be next year?
Very competitive, Bob. You know, one of the things you look at is that the Patriots are the youngest Super Bowl-winning team in the history of the game, with an average age of just over 25 years. That tells you that they're well-positioned, and when you have Tom Brady as your quarterback, you're always going to be a contender.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because, of course, at the top of the team is the 37-year-old Tom Brady. After his performance in the Super Bowl and at the end of the season, did he erase all the questions that were lingering over him after the first few games of the season? And how many seasons do you think Brady might have left?
Well, I'd say he decisively erased them, Bob. And in terms of how many seasons he has left, you know, his contract goes through the 2017 season, and there's really no reason to think he can't play at a high level up to that point. And he said privately he'd like to play into his 40s, and that would be, you know, against the odds compared to what most quarterbacks do. But what I always say to people is, Tom Brady is the one guy you probably don't want to bet against. He came into this league as the 199th overall selection in the 2000 draft, and he's been proving people wrong ever since that point.
There are quite a few big-name players on the Pats whose contracts are up or require some renegotiating. Is job one for the Pats trying to hang on to their star cornerback, Darrell Revis?
No question about that. Darrell Revis proving this season, Bob, that he is, if not the best cornerback in the NFL, one of the best. And it's so valuable to a team to have that type of player that you can put on the opposing team's best receiver and know that the job is going to get done. Now, it's going to cost a lot of money, but, you know, they have a lot of money to pay him.
Give me one or two other big-name players who might be looking for new contracts.
Well, I'll give you three, one on each phase of the game, if you will. On offense, it's Shane Vereen, the running back, who fans might recall had a big game in the Super Bowl, a lot of catches. On defense, safety Devin McCourty, who really turned into one of the leaders on the defense over the last 5 years. And then you have the kicker, Steven Gostkowski, and you never know when the game's going to come down to a clutch field goal, and he's in line to be one of the highest paid players at his position.
Generally speaking, we've talked about strengths of the Patriots. What are some areas that need improvement in the offseason?
I would say maybe a deep threat wide receiver, maybe some more protection for Tom Brady in the interior of the offensive line if left guard Dan Connolly, their captain, isn't back because he's also a free agent, and maybe some more pass rush. You can never have enough pass rush on defense.
At the parade yesterday, there were people who were shouting for number five, Super Bowl trophy number five. Do you think they have reason to be optimistic about that?
Well, it's hard to repeat. I will say that the last team to repeat as Super Bowl champions was the Patriots in 2003 and 2004. So it's tough to do, but we talked about, you know, how they're young, how they're well positioned, and they should be right back in the mix again next year.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, can't say thank you enough for being able to chat with you and all the help you gave us over this long and successful season. So thank you.
Thank you so much. I really enjoy it.